From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. China condemning North Korea's latest launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile, joining criticism by the United States and South Korea. China's foreign ministry said in a statement Saturday that the launch defied UN Security Council resolutions and the common wish of the international community. U.S. and South Korean forces fired missiles into South Korean territorial waters in direct response to North Korea's intercontinental ballistic missile launch Friday. South Korea's defense minister Sung Young-mu speaks through an interpreter.
North Korea's ballistic missile launch is a serious, provocative act that clearly violates the UN Security Council resolutions multiple times and threatens security and peace on the Korean Peninsula. In particular, even though our government has proposed holding military talks, North Korea went ahead with its missile provocation.
The White House chief of staff has been replaced with a retired Marine Corps general who has been running the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Ryan Priebus had been increasingly sidelined in recent weeks by President Donald Trump and was referred to publicly this week by the new White House communications director as a paranoid schizophrenic. Speaking to reporters Friday evening, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the conversations about this started with the president. David Cohen tells VOA this is highly unusual.
Ryan Priebus, save for the chiefs of staff that closed out administrations, Ryan Priebus is by far the shortest serving chief of staff in our nation's history. And especially somebody coming in as the first chief of staff, he is by far the shortest serving.
This is VOA News.